Just some little things, but identify yourself and the name of the party you represent and your screen name and use a professional picture. The picture part applies more to the deponents, but for attorneys, it's very helpful if you have your name followed by the party you represent. This is particularly the case if there are multiple parties or if there's lots of participants, either attorneys observing or parties observing. It's kind of for the benefit of everybody, especially if they have the speaker view selected where people are popping up. You'll see their name, but if you don't have any identification for which party they represent during the course of a deposition, it can be confusing. So for the benefit of everybody, I recommend you have your name followed by the party that you represent. And you may find yourself changing that multiple times during the day if you've got a deposition in the morning, hearings in the afternoon. But it's just best practices, and it can be helpful for the deposition. I do recommend it. With respect to the deponents, most of them, I shouldn't say most of them, many of them are going to be using personal accounts. So for example, they may be Zooming or Skyping with friends and family. So their screen name and their profile picture may be selected based on the usage that they're using their account for, which is personal. You're going to want to make sure that your deponent has an appropriate screen name, nothing vulgar, no nicknames, as well as they either don't have a picture or they're using a professional picture. You don't want anything that's unflattering as their profile picture, because your profile picture will be displayed when you have your camera turned off. And there will be points during the deposition where everyone's going to have their camera turned off. So it's just best practices to remind your deponent during deposition prep and to check for this at the very beginning of the deposition to make sure that there's no problems with respect to the way that they've named themselves or their profile picture. And I talk about it in my paper. There's a viral incident that happened up in Michigan with a defendant who logged into a court hearing and he had a vulgar screen name associated with his account. And the judge absolutely tore him a new one. You can watch, see the link and read about it in my paper. But that's just one example of an individual who hadn't checked it before he logged in. Make sure that you check that with your deponent because they may be using a personal account. Another tip I have is to use breakout rooms during deposition breaks. During the in-person breaks, we would just separate out where you go with your party, maybe if the deponent, if they're your witness, you'll go into separate rooms during breaks. However, during remote depositions, what I have seen is many individuals just mute their microphones and they turn off their cameras and then they call each other. They'll either jump on a conference line or they'll call each other directly, co-counsels, I mean, or and parties, whoever's involved in your on your side. But there's a better way to do that. You can ask the court reporter to set up breakout rooms. And a breakout room is whenever there's a break that occurs, the court reporter will send you and everybody you've designated as part of your party to your own room. So that way you don't have to be as concerned about, did I remember to turn off my microphone? Did I remember to turn off my camera during breaks? Are we going to be talking about the case during breaks? Can anyone hear me? Because you're in your own room with just your party. So I strongly recommend that you use breakout rooms. That's a feature that you may need to let the court reporter know ahead of time that you want to use, because depending on the platform, it has to be set up in advance. But I strongly recommend it for those of you who aren't already using breakout rooms during remote depositions to begin using them. It's far safer and it's more efficient. I do think you should use the chat feature, but be careful when you're using the chat feature. Depending on how the video conferencing platform has been set up, your chats with co-counsels are potentially viewable by the administrator, in this case, probably the court reporter who set it up. It just depends. So I'd be very careful about using the same platform that you're participating in the video deposition to chat with co-counsel. Instead, I would use a different one. So if you're on Zoom, maybe use Microsoft Teams. Use some other platform to talk to your co-counsels. Again, not to say you shouldn't use the chat feature. It can be very helpful when you need to communicate with everybody or we need to share an exhibit. So I do think you should just use the chat feature generally, but not in privileged conversations with co-counsel.